This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hello. Okay, I literally have like 30 minutes before my kids show up, and I was like, we need to pump out a fun pop culture episode. Mostly because I've been thinking about these things and we just need to chit chat about it. First, Mom Talk. It's not really called Mom Talk. What's it called? Like The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives or something like that on Hulu. And in case you don't know or haven't seen it yet, it's literally this main girl, Taylor, and she, you know, has like her TikTok videos, her dance videos, and she's kind of known on social, I guess. And what made her kind of like Instagram, TikTok somewhat famous is this like scandal around a swinging thing. So I guess her and her husband at the time and some other couples, all Mormon, were getting together, having these parties and soft swinging. So basically doing everything but actual intercourse. And that they created this show with her and some of her other Instagram influencer Mormon friends. Supposedly, none of these other women that are on the show with her were part of the swinging, but I also feel like some of them might have been and just don't want to admit to it. So I think that's kind of interesting. Also, it's like, if that's what kind of brought all of this to light, why don't we have some of those women on the show, right? Like, I thought that was kind of weird. And it's just basically like this reality show, and it's showcasing these women and their husbands and their lives as moms, and they're pretty young. I think the oldest one, I think, is Whitney, and she's 30. And then I think the youngest one is like 21 or 22. The whole thing is kind of bizarre, though. Like, you've got the main chick, Taylor story, where it's like she's now divorced. She got together with a new guy, had a kid with him also. She got two kids from her husband, her ex-husband, and then another baby with this new guy. There was an incident where the cops were called and she got arrested for domestic violence or something. I think she like threw a chair at him. And like very bizarre, and it like showcases her mom and her dad just kind of like telling her how like horrible she is and how like you're supposed to get married and stay with your husband and like everything that she's done is so bad. And I mean, I'm not saying that like the choices that she made has, you know, have been great, but you can definitely see like a lot of like shaming and just kind of like being mean to their daughter, which is so odd. And I mean, a little bit relatable, because it's like, okay, on some level, like as parents, we expect our parents to like tell us how it really is and kind of like want the best for us. But that was interesting. And then you've got Whitney, who is really kind of like, I don't know, the bad guy out of all the girls. Like, she's the one like you don't really like because she's just kind of mean and like talks bad about everybody. She plays victim after she's already talked bad about everybody. She starts it all off with telling us that her husband had like a Tinder account and was basically talking to different women and possible photos and this and that, but not actually like physically cheating. And that was really a kind of a lot to say, and like kudos to her, but also like a lot. And I don't know. And I haven't finished the series. I'm only like a few episodes in, so like bear with me. But I just think like the whole thing is kind of bizarre. You've got one of the chicks that she said that she got pregnant at 16 and then married the guy that got her pregnant. He was like 21 at the time. So It's like no one paused to be like, that was illegal. You were a minor and he was in his 20s, but okay. So like she's married to this guy now, has a few kids. And I mean, there's really not much about her other than she's got some health issues and her husband likes to pretend like he hates the videos that she does for social, but he really doesn't mind. I don't know. And then there's like another one where she says that, you know, her mom immigrated here and I think they're El Salvadori. And she just says like, just so you understand, my mom cleans the hospital that my father-in-law is a surgeon at. And I just thought, like, so gross. So gross. Like, as a daughter of a mother that immigrated here and made a life for herself, I would never talk about my mom like that. Like, yes, okay, my mom is a biologist and is very successful, but... you know, I'm sorry, your mom is cleaning a hospital. It's not like she's, you know, like I just think like that's more like janitorial work and that actually they make good money. It's kind of like a garbage guy. Like they make really good money. So it's like, I just feel like it was a really weird thing to say. And she could have said it in a much better way. She could have been like, I'm so proud of my mom for like coming to this country and making the American dream and building this beautiful life so that, you know, I could be living the life I'm living and that my children could be living the life that they're living. But she didn't do it like that. It was very gross the way that she did it. And she's very like, I'm a good Mormon. I'm a perfect Mormon. And I'm so holier than all and whatever. And it was just very like, what's the real story? You know, like I want to know the real, I feel like it was very much like trying to like sugarcoat it and show how perfect she is. I think later it goes on to show that her husband is kind of a jerk, which I haven't seen yet. And, but like what really stood out to me, I mean, people always say like the Mormon religion is more like a cult than a religion. And I do think like it's pretty strict and pretty outrageous, but I think most religions, if you boil it down, are very strict and I think outrageous. What really struck me the most is that if you're a true Mormon, you're not drinking alcohol, you're not drinking coffee, you're not having caffeine, you're not having tea, they said, but you drink soda. And I'm like, I'm sorry. In what world is coffee and tea worse for your body and your brain than soda? So I guess like in Utah, they have a lot of like soda places because they can't do anything else. Like they can't go and get a cup of coffee like most people do or, you know, go to happy hour and get a drink. They literally just, their sodas are their vice. So they'll go and they'll get like fancy sodas or like flavored sodas and like chock full of like sugar and crap and dyes. I just think it's like the whole point is like that you're taking care of your body, yet you're drinking soda. And then they also talked about how they can go and like get Botox and fillers and get laughing gas and that's okay. And plastic surgery is okay. But like some other stuff is like a big no-no. Like I'm sure like smoking pot is like not allowed. But it's like in what world is laughing gas and Botox like clean and like good for your body? It's not, you know? So I just feel like there's a lot of like questions I had. Like guys, are we critical thinking here or not? Because it feels like you're not and it's bizarre. So but I will say I think the show in general is actually really boring. Like I like watching Housewives and Summer House and some of these reality shows and, you know, Kardashians. And I just think like this show is kind of boring, but like I'm still going to watch it because I want to see what happens. And I've heard from other podcasts and like little news clips and stuff that like, you know, there's more like outrageous things. Like they go to Vegas and one of the husbands, you know, doesn't allow their wife to go to Chippendale. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is so outrageous. The other thing I found interesting was that every single woman has stated on the show that they are the breadwinner of the home, that they make money on social media and that is what pays the bills, not their husbands. Now, one of the husbands is in med school. He's becoming a doctor, following in his father's footsteps, you know, back to the surgeon at the hospital, you know, situation. So like that kind of stuff I understand, but it's like, really? Like you are in this religion that really, it's very like traditional where it's like the woman is the homemaker and has the children and is, you know, taking care of their man and very modest. And it's all about just being at home and being a wife and being a mom. Yet you're the bread maker. Like, excuse me? Absolutely not. Like, I'm all about tradition and, you know, on some level, if you ever told me like, you don't have to work, just do what you want, stay home, be mom, be wife, I'd be like, great, let me go to Pilates and kick my feet up a little. But to be in that like very conservative and like controlling environment of like women and men are different, blah, 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 and then also expect me to make all the money, like absolutely not. So that like literally blew my mind. So I'm curious to see what happens, but you know, I think it's like very subpar. I think these girls are very young and naive and it shows. Like there's a part of me that wants to be like, guys, like wake up call, like, you know, this is what you're in for, like kind of a thing. But it's kind of like a train wreck that you can't not watch happen. It's happening in front of you and I don't know. So interesting. I haven't finished it, but it's obviously been a hot topic the last week or so. The VMAs were a few days ago and I watched a little bit of it just because it was on and I had like 30 minutes before I went to bed. I just don't like the VMAs anymore. And I think I might have talked about this in the past, but it's just not what it used to be. Like it used to be like the creme de la creme. And I understand like I'm older. Maybe I thought it was cool because I was in high school and I was in middle school and I was in college. But the era of like the Britney Spears performances and Michael Jackson and Madonna, I don't know, like, you know, Mariah Carey and like all of that, like the old school Eminem, like all of that, that was just like the essence of the VMAs. And it was done so well. And I felt like it was such a grand performance and such a grand award show. And I feel like also it was in bigger like arenas or stadiums or whatever. I watched it and the first thing I thought was, this is so small. Like, they try to make it look like a big crowd, but it wasn't a big crowd. Like it looked so small. The stage looked so small. And I don't know if it was just like an optical illusion or the way that they were filming it, but it just looked bizarre to me. And honestly, like one of the only big names that they had was Taylor Swift and Eminem. And like, no offense to like the Swifties, but like Taylor Swift doesn't excite me very much. Eminem's performance was okay. You know, like I thought it was cool that he was there and was like actually performing, but I didn't like see him in the audience after. So I don't know. It was just like a weird, weird vibe. They tried to do like a throwback where I think it was Nicki Minaj? Someone was in like the outfit that Britney Spears wore with the snake for the Slave for You dance, the VMA style. And she was just like freaking out because the snake was on her and they had to come and like take the snake off of her, which was kind of funny. But like, it just didn't hit well. Like nothing hit right. There was someone else that tried to do the Britney Spears look where she had the black lace with the underwear underneath, if you remember that. And they just like totally botched it. Like it was just so wrong. Like, I'm sorry. It's just not there. It's not there. And it kind of makes me sad. And I know like we have to have like some of the like Gen Z vibes and eventually the alpha vibes, which is like the younger generation. But I feel like it was always a mix. Like, I remember watching the VMAs and them like doing a tribute to a Michael Jackson or something. And it's like, yeah, that wasn't necessarily my generation, but like we got it and we appreciated it and it was done so well. I feel like that's what they're missing. Like, I think they did like some sort of tribute to like Katy Perry, which was like, whatever. I don't know. I just feel like they're totally missing the mark year after year after year. And I guarantee the viewerships are down and everything. I think even Britney Spears said something about the alien kiss and she was like, why are you kissing an alien? Like, I just, like, I'm sorry. Like, if Britney Spears is calling out that it's weird, then like, it's really bad, you know? Like, come on. So I just, it's such a bummer. I really wish that we could like reel it in and do it right. Maybe next year. You never know. The other thing I want to talk about was like some good shows. Like, there's so many good shows right now. Thank God, because we haven't had good shows in, I feel like, forever. Tell Me Lies is back with season 2. If you haven't seen season 1, go back and watch it. I actually had to rewatch season 1 to get ready for season 2. I feel like it's such a good vibe. I think part of the reason why I like it and my generation likes it is it's kind of my college years is when it's placed. So the first season is like the 2007 and then goes into 2008 for the second season. I graduated college in 2008. So I totally like hits, you know, my timeline. And they do some like flash forwards to like, I think it's 2014 or something. So it's like, it's very, you know, it's kind of fun too because it has like the old school fashion with like the Uggs, like the low rise jeans and like the tube tops and like all that. And like the Tiffany's necklaces with a lock on it. Like, so it's just very like nostalgic. It's fun to watch. It's a good, you know, I don't know what's going to happen kind of vibes on the show. There's definitely some shock value that happened at the end of season 1. And then again, the first episode of season 2, I'm obviously not going to give anything away. I like the actor actresses on there also. They do such a good job. Another really good one has been The Perfect Couple on Netflix with Nicole Kidman. I binge watched it with my husband pretty much all the way through. I'm not going to give it away at all, but I knew who killed the girl in episode 1. Like, I just knew. And I told my husband, I was like, I think it's so-and-so. And then at the end, when we found out that is who it was, he was like, how did you know? And it's, yeah, so it was good. It definitely keeps you on your toes and also has really good actor and actresses in that. So I thought that was a good one. And that one's kind of an easy watch. It also wasn't very long. I forget, I think it's like 6 or 7 episodes and that's it. It wraps up, you know. What's the other one with Jake Gyllenhaal? Presumed Innocent, I believe, or something like that. That's on Hulu as well, I believe. Anyways, that one was good too. Another, like, you're trying to figure out what happened. Also a good cast and crew vibes. Also an easy watch, and like honestly anything with Jake Gyllenhaal, like I'm always interested 1000%. So like that made it easy. That's a good one if you haven't watched. What else have I been watching? Obviously the Mormon thing, which I haven't even finished. I will say Kardashians this season has been horrible. I haven't been able to get into it. It's really boring. It feels very cookie cutter. So hopefully they can like figure it out for next season, or maybe they're just done. I mean, it's been 500 years of it, so I think maybe we're just done with it. Gosh, I'm trying to think if I forgot any shows. There's been really good ones. Oh, Emily in Paris came back for another season. There's like part 1 that dropped that I did watch, and then I believe part 2 just came out and I haven't watched that yet. But that's always a fun, easy watch. I do think like the fashion is like a little outrageous. Like, they're not actually dressing like that every day running around Paris. Like, it's a little excessive, but it keeps it fun, right? So that's an easy one. What else is there? I still watch like Housewives and stuff, but I feel like all of them have been pretty lame-o. I feel really bad for Shannon from OC, by the way. And just like obviously all the drama with her ex, and now he's dating Alexis and she's been brought on the show, and you know, it's just very like yucky and annoying, but good for her for just like, it really does seem like she's taking care of herself. Like you can see she's lost a lot of the weight and she just seems healthier, not necessarily happier. Like you can tell that she's very like emotional, but you know, I think she's like on the right path, you know, like she got rid of the bad relationship. She's now an empty nester, so she can really focus on herself. Like there's just a lot of good there. I think Tamara is like so yucky though. Like I just think it's very obvious that she's like no longer a good friend or friends with Shannon. She obviously left their little show that they were doing with Vicky. And it's just been a lot of like bashing Shannon coming from Tamara. And it's just so yucky. Like that doesn't make you cool. That doesn't make the show interesting. No, I'm not interested in you more, you know? So I will say in general with Housewives, I think that Andy Cohen and Bravo need to get back to the essence of what the show was about. They created originally with the OC, the Housewives to show rich housewives behind the gates, right? So basically these really well-off neighborhoods behind the gates, these beautiful homes, these women that are married with kids with lots of money and what their lives were. Now, obviously, a lot has changed since the original launch. Do you know what I mean? So it's like we're seeing a lot of people's lives on social media. So it wasn't like that when they originally launched, but that still like should be the point of the show. Like, so it's like when they revamped New York, it's like they got kind of a weird mix and it kind of doesn't make any sense. Some of the women you can tell have money, some not so much. They also did that with OC, like a lot, like basically like majority of the women on OC like don't have a lot of money at all, except for Heather Dubrow, right? So it's like Heather Dubrow has all of this money. She's uber rich. And then you've got these other women that are like living in townhomes and condos and apartments. And it's very bizarre. So I really do think they need to go back to like what the point of the show is, which I don't know why they got away from that. Like they kind of like followed drama instead of following the point. So now they're also talking about revamping New Jersey because obviously Teresa and Melissa just like can't even be in the same space. And there's this huge division in the group. And it was just kind of yucky to watch. But it's also the same deal where it's like, if you're going to revamp the show, then you need to give us something interesting. Like give us some like D or C list celebrities. Give us uber wealthy families. Give us something. Give us something interesting. Like, so I do think that Housewives needs to get it together or they're going to be done as well. So that'll be interesting to see what happens in the next year or so with the whole Housewives franchise. But yeah, some good TV. I like when the weather changes and we go into a new season of like the fall and winter and we could do cuddle weather and have some good shows. So I'm like totally here for it. And I don't know about you guys, but like sometimes I just need something on in the background when I'm like folding laundry or cleaning up or organizing or any whatever, you know. So it's just nice to have something going on. Also, side note, I've been also randomly in between shows binge watching SVU, Law and Order, which I know is like so weird, but I've been kind of watching from like season one all the way through, and it's been going on for months and months and months. There's obviously 500 million episodes. But when you watch it in that sequence, there's actually like a good storyline where you really care what happens with the main characters, especially Olivia Benson, obviously, the main character. But yeah, it like draws me in and I'm like, it's one of my favorite shows now. Like if you were to ask me, my top favorite show would be Friends, and then after that, SVU, which I think is so weird. But in case you need like something to binge watch from the beginning through, that's been my go-to. So yeah. Anyways, so this is my little TV pop culture roundup. And yeah, just a little bit of fun, right? I love it.